Parshas Bahar, we read about the prohibition of ribbis. The Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph brings a machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim regarding a case where we have a shtar sheyesh bo ribbis. There was a Reuven lent Shimon $100, and in the shtar there's ribbis ketzusa, the ribbis doraisa that Shimon is going to pay back $120. Two Eidim affixed their signatures to that shtar, and the question is whether or not Reuven has the right to collect any of that money. So Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Meir says there's a knas, a penalty, he can't collect anything. And the Chachamim say no, he's allowed to collect the $100, he just cannot collect the ribbis, the extra 20. So Tosfos there and other Rishonim raise a question: how is it possible, according to the Chachamim, to utilize this shtar at all? The shtar should be completely invalid and disqualified because of the Eidim who've affixed their signatures. The halacha is, the Mishnah brings on Daf Ayin Hay, that the Eidim actually violate a Torah prohibition by affixing their signatures to a shtar sheyesh bo ribbis. Lo sisimun alav neshech is a prohibition that applies even to the Eidim. The Malveh has many prohibitions, the Loveh several, but the Eidim at least have this prohibition. Once they affix their signature, so this is a Torah violation with the Maaseh, the negative commandment for which one incurs the penalty of Malkos, and that's the definition, based on the Gemara in the third parak of Sanhedrin, of a Rasha, according to Abaye. And Rasha is not permitted to be an aid. Al Tashas Rasha aid. So how is it possible even to use the shtar to collect anything? So this is a question that many of the Rishonim address. So I'll share several answers that we find in the Rishonim to answer this question. One answer that's offered actually is that indeed it's true that the Eidim themselves, in this case, actually are disqualified, and the shtar actually is completely invalid. But we're actually not using the shtar at all, because the shtar is only necessary in order for the lov, for the malvet, to collect the $100 from nechasim mishubadim, from assets that are not liquid assets, that have a lien upon them. You don't need a shtar in order to collect b'nei chorin. So we're not using the shtar at all. The shtar is invalid, and when we say that according to the chachamim, the love is expected to pay the $100, that's from b'nei chorin, for which we wouldn't need a shtar at all. It's possibility number one. Another possibility is that, and Rivam quotes this in Tosfos, which is difficult. Tosfos dismisses this immediately, but he says, well, that happens to be Abaye's opinion that these Eidim are considered Rishoim. However, according to Rava, Rava believes that in order for a person to be considered a Pasul Eidus, he has to be what we call a Rasha Dechamas. He has to be considered a Rasha violating a Torah prohibition in financial matters. And here, although presumably it's a financial matter, because there's nothing for them to gain, the Malves here to gain. The Eidim gain nothing by signing, therefore we don't consider them a Rasha Dechamas. And as such, the Shtar actually is not invalid at all. Tosfos says, but it's not so. The Gemara actually paskins. We know that we paskin like Abaye. This is one of the six cases where we paskin like Abaye, that just merely to be a Rasha for which a person incurs the penalty of Malkos, that makes you pasul Eidus, and the Shtar should be pasul. So how is it possible, once again, to collect using the Shtar if the Shtar should be pasul, because Eidim who signed are pasul for violation of lo sisimun alav neshech? Based on a comment of the Rambam, there's another possible answer. The Rambam holds that people, that these Eidim actually, are not Chayiv Malkus at all. Why would they not Chayiv Malkus? Because this is almost like a Lav Hanitak La'aseh. There's a way to rectify the Lo Ta'aseh. Take the Malveh, for example. A Malveh, someone who lends someone Beribis, actually will not get Malkus, will not incur Malkus at all, even though he did a Maaseh and he did a Torah prohibition. Why is he not going to incur the penalty of Malkus? Because the Rambam holds that you're not going to get Malkus where it's nitan lehishavon. You're able to return. So Malveh violates the Isser of Ribbis. Okay, so if he collected Ribbis, so he'll give the extra $20 back. So if such a case where we can actually rectify the Lav with the Aseh of nitan lehishavon, or returning the extra money, there's no Malkus at all. If there's no Malkus, according to the Rambam, you're not a Rasha. And take these two aid. So according to this, True, the Eidim have no money to return. Maybe they should get Malchus. But the logic is, the Mishnah Melech brings this idea, that if it's true that the Malveh, who is the primary violator, is not going to incur the penalty of Malchus, it's inconceivable that the Eidim who affix their signatures to the same shtar should incur the penalty of Malchus. That being said, we actually can understand the answer of the Rivan. What happens now? These Eidim affix their signatures, and we're saying that they can't be considered Rishaim de'oraisa because it's Nitanli Hishavon, and they're not going to get Malchus. So are they not doing anything wrong at all? So we would say that what they're doing is an Issa d'Rabbanan. Maybe not the Losi Simun Olav Neshech will say that you're not going to get Malchus for that, but we certainly, there is a Torah prohibition to some extent. And if not, at least an Issa d'Rabbanan. That being said, we could explain now why it is that these Eidim themselves should indeed require what the Rivam says, should require the status of a Rasha d'chamas and not a Rasha per se. According to some Achronim, when do we say that all you need to be a Rasha is to Rasha in order to be chayav, to be pasul eidus? That's when you're doing an Isra d'orais, so where you're going to incur the penalty of Malchus. But if you're going to do either an Isra d'rabbanan or an Isra d'orais, so where there's no penalty of Malchus, then you need to be a Rasha d'chamas in order to be pasul, to be disqualified for eidus. So these two people, although they affix their signatures to the shtar, since they're not going to get Malchus because it's Nitan Lehishavon, nonetheless, we would say that had they gained something from this, they would be considered a Rasha and Pasul Eidos. But in this case, since they're not gay, number one, they're not getting Malchus, and number two, they're not a Rasha D'chamas because they don't stand to gain, so then we're going to say that they're not disqualified from Eidos, and that's why the Malva is able to use this shtar. The shtar is still kosher for them to collect the $100, not the $120. This general question about Rasha d'chamas or not really gets to the very core of the prohibition of ribis. Ribis, we know the laws of ribis are not found in Choshen Mish, but they're found in Yoredea, which is very telling. It's very telling that the Isser of ribis, although it is a financial matter, there is a Yoredea, an Isser of a heter component to it as well. We give the following analogy. With a person, goes to be mivaker cholim. So biker cholim could be a financial matter. You have to pay for parking at Hackensack Hospital. It costs $8. So imagine you come into the room and you see how the person's doing. You ask them how they're feeling. You daven for them as you're supposed to. You clean up the room a little bit, which is part of the mitzvah. And you say, by the way, it cost me $8 to park my car in the parking lot, so, of course I'm going to charge you for that. So everyone think that that's absolutely, it's absurd, right? What kind of etiquette does a person have? You go doing a mitzvah, so you shell out a little money yourself. So the same thing is true here. A person is in need, he needs a loan, another Jew, they're all Jews, our family, and I have to extend a loan without interest. So here too, it is a financial matter on the one hand, but at the end of the day, this is a mitzvah. This is a mitzvah of tzedakah. It's a mitzvah of reaching out to someone who's in need, and therefore there's a yoredeir component to it. And focusing on the rasha d'chamas and the financial matter of the issue is clearly not the dominant issue that we should be stressing at this time.